News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Congress is almost out of time for reaching a budget deal to keep the government running past Monday. Several votes are set for today in the Senate, including one to cut off debate, a so-called cloture vote on funding. That needs 60 votes. It's not clear how many Republicans will go along. Senator Ron Johnson says part of a deal could be a one-year delay on all of Obamacare.
In the interest of the American people, let's just delay this thing for 1 year. It's been 3.5 years since it's been passed. This law is not ready for prime time.
But Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin says she does not think a delay is in the cards.
Senate Democrats have a plan to keep the government running while ensuring that millions of Americans don't lose access to affordable health care.
Now, any changes made in the Senate would have to go back to a conference committee and another vote in the House, and all of this has to be finished by midnight Monday. A United Airlines flight from Houston to Seattle was diverted to Boise, Idaho. The pilot suffered a heart attack in the cockpit. Airport officials say the flight touched down in Boise around 8 o'clock local time and that there were no injuries on board the plane among their passengers. The battle against the rampant use of heroin is getting some help in central Wisconsin. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen announcing a $25,000 grant to help educate young people about the dangers of heroin abuse. He says everyone knows that heroin is a particularly dangerous and highly addictive drug.
We've got teenagers and young adults dying because of heroin addiction and abuse every day, and we need to find more avenues to do something about preventing that.
The Justice Department's new program is highlighted online at The Fly Effect. It features heroin facts and true stories of families that have been impacted by overdose deaths. We had a small fire last night at the Stevens Point Country Club. First reported around 7 o'clock, people there were able to put it out before emergency responders arrived. Firefighters stayed on the scene for about an hour. This fire started on an outdoor deck while the club was hosting a private party. A small section of shingles on the side of the building were burned, but there was no structural damage. The cause has not been determined, but it's not expected to be listed as suspicious. There is some opposition to changes to Wisconsin's ban on new Indian school mascots. More on that from our Capitol correspondent, Andrew Beckett.
A bill from Republican lawmakers would require mascot opponents to gather broad public support and prove that a race-based logo or nickname is discriminatory before a school could be forced to drop one. Sponsors say it will protect schools from having to make a change because one person is offended. Barbara Munson with the Wisconsin Indian Education Association says the issue runs deeper than just being offended.
It is discrimination we are talking about. The law that currently stands is pupil non-discrimination law. We are not talking about things being offensive.
State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Evers says the change would essentially allow those mascots to exist forever.
Andrew Beckett, WSAU News.
A pickup truck crashed into a school bus yesterday afternoon in the town of Wausau at the intersections of Highways J and N. Sheriff's deputies say the pickup truck driver will be cited for failure to yield. Only minor injuries. The bus was not carrying students, and the Marathon County Sheriff's Department is still investigating. It looks like Apple's new software upgrade has led to some consumer concerns. ABC News says Apple's iOS 7 upgrade is literally making some people sick. The new transition animations are shaky, and it's caused some people to feel nauseous when playing around on their phones. And now, this morning's Newsline 9 forecast. Let's get the latest this morning. Meteorologist Rob Duns.
We'll see areas of fog early this morning, but once again by this afternoon, conditions looking very pleasant. Mostly sunny with highs in the afternoon near 73 degrees. Staying mostly clear tonight, and perhaps a little bit of patchy fog yet again. Overnight lows near 52 degrees. Going mainly sunny, mild, and breezy for the final day of the work week tomorrow, but very mild for this time of year. Highs near 78 in the afternoon. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Rob Duns on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Get the forecast to your cell phone or portable device first thing every morning. Text the word weather to 39327, a service of the First Weber Group and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.